At least 40 migrants have been killed in an airstrike on a detention center near the Libyan capital of Tripoli, and that number is expected to rise. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma reports on the tragedy.
Two migrants have told the Associated Press the airstrike hit a workshop housing weapons and vehicles and an adjacent hangar where around 150 migrants were being held, mostly Sudanese and Moroccans. The two migrants say some survived unharmed, but most were wounded or killed in the strikes, indicating the final death toll could be much higher than current claims. The airstrike is likely to raise further concerns about the European Union's policy of partnering with Libyan militias to prevent migrants from crossing the Mediterranean. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Fighting for control of Tripoli between Libya's internationally recognized government and the self-styled Libyan National Army, led by rebel General Khalifa Haftar, has been going on for months. Haftar's forces deny responsibility for the late Tuesday airstrike, blaming pro-government militias. African Union Commission Chairperson Moussa Faki Mahamat called for all sides to ensure the safety of civilians, especially detained migrants in Libya, while demanding an independent investigation into the air attack. Aiming his words at the European Union, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says Tehran will take what he calls the next step in increasing its uranium enrichment this weekend. Earlier, Iran said it had breached a low-enriched uranium stockpile limit set by the 2015 nuclear deal. U.S. President Donald Trump took the United States out of the Iran Accord a year ago. Iran insists that frees it from limits contained in the agreement. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you to go online to voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also a VOA mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump says it is fake news that he's given up the plan to include a citizenship question on the 2020 U.S. Census form. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled 5-4 last week against the administration's explanation of why the question was necessary. And Mr. Trump's words today fly in the face of those uttered by his own Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, who said a day earlier census forms would be printed without the question on citizenship. The stage is set here in the United States for the gala July 4th celebration in Washington. But here and elsewhere, there are complaints that President Trump is intent on turning the Thursday festivities in a dramatically different direction than tradition dictates. Here's AP correspondent Sagar Magani from the Pentagon.
Two Bradley fighting vehicles are now near the Lincoln Memorial, where the president will give a speech tomorrow. Some Abrams tanks are also here in Washington, and the Pentagon's scrambling to line up flyovers by a B-2 stealth bomber and other aircraft. This morning, the president says it'll be the show of a lifetime, but critics say he's politicizing the nation's birthday party and using troops as props. He says military leaders are thrilled to participate. If so, they're hiding it well. The Pentagon's referring questions here to the White House and won't even say if Joint Chiefs Chairman Joe Dunford will attend. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A United Nations Commission of Inquiry says the Central African nation of Burundi could be facing another political crisis as it plans on next year's scheduled elections. The panel says Burundi's ruling party is waging a campaign of intimidation against the political opposition. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The chair of the Commission of Inquiry on Burundi warns the democratic space in the country is rapidly shrinking. Senegalese lawyer Dudu Dien says the government's efforts to convince observers the situation has returned to normal since the 2015 political crisis ring hollow. President Pierre Nkurunziza's decision to run for a controversial third term in 2015 provoked deadly clashes, prompting hundreds of thousands of people to flee the country to escape threats and violence. Dien, who presented the Commission's report to the UN Human Rights Council on Tuesday, says serious human rights abuses have continued.
That was Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA from Geneva. An Italian judge has ordered freedom for the German captain of a migrant rescue ship that rammed a police boat in the port of Lampedusa. Italian police arrested Carola Racchetti Saturday and placed her under house arrest after she defied Italian anti-immigrant laws and steered into port with 40 refugees aboard. Judge Alessandra Vella ruled that Racchetti was doing her duty, saving lives, and that the Italian ban against rescue ships was not applicable. Gene Randall, VOA News.
VOA 1.